Eric, mm-hmm. wake up.
Huh? What?
Come on, Eric, get up.
What? Did Santa Claus come? Ow.
No, you lunkhead. It's not December. It's June. Time to start working on the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program again.
Oh, that. Meh. I've had a hard semester at school. I just want to lay around for the summer and do nothing. Ow.
Listen, you slacker. You gotta do the Radio Trolla program over the summer. The show's impact on the world is too great.
Oh, please.
Oh, please.
Oh.
Look what's happened since you did your last show. Donald Trump became the leader of the Republican Party. The last Star Wars movie was basically a rehash of the first Star Wars movie.
It was still good, though.
Yeah, it was fun. And transgenders can't go to the bathroom.
Well, did they all get botched operations so they can't go anymore?
No, don't brain.
Ow!
Freedom-hating American fascists are making laws against transgender public bathroom use.
Well, that's stupid.
Duh.
Hey, stop the slapping. I'm 30 years older than you.
Which means I am stronger and faster than you, so I can easily wipe the walls with you.
Yeah, you could. I could get beat up by a blind kid, or I could beat up a blind kid. Neither make me look good.
So, Trump, Star Wars, transgender discrimination?
Yeah, and all the people who've died this year. Bowie, Rickman, Fry, Prince, Shandling? That kind of correlation to causation of the Radio Trolla's impact on the world is impossible to ignore. All right, I'll do it. But I better get a lot of listeners. I didn't come here just to waste my time Radio Trolla-ing. I came here to get... Wait, how old are you?
17.
Tella's cooking. I came here to get Tella's cooking.
She sounds like a good cook.
Oh, she is. The way she makes things hot, full of spice, and steaming up...
Eric, you're weirding me out, bro.
Yes, right. It's time to get back to the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program. It's time to do what I was put here to do. It's time for me to save the world with my stupid little podcast that nobody ever listens to, hoping that someday it gets me a radio job, paying me... paying me hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to be a smartass. Let's make the world a better place.
I think that one needs just a tiny bit more work.
Offering the best and only the best in comedic content, this is the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program.
We're going to have a little fun tonight, folks.
Let me tell you a scooter story.
I like stories.
I get out at 12:30 at night, and I go to my scooter, and I put the key in the ignition, and I turn the ignition, and nothing's happening. I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? This shouldn't be happening, and it's not starting.
Oh! I killed it!
There's only one person I can call. I'm going to have to call my dad. And he said, did you try the red switch? And that's when this wave of stupid just washed over me. It was like my team of morons just won the stupid bowl. And they all came over to me and they grabbed a big cooler of Stupid-Aid and poured it over me. And now I'm soaked in stupid, standing in a puddle of stupid.
Genius, I tell you. Genius!
6238503375. I saw a picture of Freddie Mercury with his cat, and he's got his face buried in the cat hair while looking at the camera, and I'm sorry, but the first thing I could sit there and think of was, that's probably the first time that Freddie Mercury has ever had his face buried in pussy hair.
Who wants to lick a messy baby?
You're listening to the Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program.
It's Friday, June 17th, 2016.
Good evening, radio fans. We are now back in the studio. Stand by for your station announcer.
Hate mail? I love hate mail.
Those letters, I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh boy!
Mailman, mail today.
this happened on April 20th. I was eating lunch at school, scrolling through the Facebook on the iPod, and I came across their post on their page, and it was about the transgender bathroom law. That was all the big hubbub back then. I would say it's still a hub, not so much of a hubbub as it was back then. So after reading through the comments that people have posted, the human waste of society, these people who are the stuff that you scrape off the bottom of your shoe after walking through the dog park, people said that, who say that transgender people are evil, they're out to get your children, you know, all the stupid nonsense.
It's pretty stupid.
So on my Facebook page, I posted this. I fear sharing a public bathroom with transgender people because the air they exhale will make my penis fall off in the toilet and a vagina will grow in its place and I'll have to listen to RuPaul music for the rest of my life. And in parentheses, I wrote, "No, really, that's what you sound like. Hashtag don't be a dick."
Are you quite finished with your joke?
Now, it's quite clear to anybody with half a brain that I am mocking the knuckle-dragger nitwits who think that transgender people are just looking to start up big trans orgies in public bathrooms and then take your children and eat their brains while boinking their children.
Your children may be killed by clowns beating them to death with those giant clown shoes.
There were people who got the obvious joke. It got 14 likes, and here were some of the comments. Carol Humphreys said, "I just laughed so hard, coffee shot out of my nose.
Damn, I wish I was your lover."
D. Holbert wrote, "Who cares? They aren't peeing or pooping on me, so pick a stall and go." And I replied to her, "If they are, I'm sure you had to pay a cover charge to get in."
You're a really weird man.
Mary R. Hurt Jackson said, "You can't be too careful with those folks. I almost caught a penis once."
Woohoo!
And then this one came through. This came to me in a private message. "Who the fuck do you think you are to say a trans man in a guy's bathroom can make your dick fall off? For your information, some guys have to fight hard for masculinity in this world. Trans men are just as masculine as cisgender men, men who were born with penises. Some people, such as yourself, take for granted your masculinity. People like you get gendered correctly and don't have dysphoria or periods of breasts.
What?
It's a real struggle for real transgendered men to interact with transphobic assholes like yourself. I hope someday you have a transgender child so you can learn more and stop the ignorant status posts. Next time you post some shit like that, look at your face in the mirror."
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Now, instead of playfully ripping into this clinically insane jughead, as I do with every hate mail, because that's the fun part of it. It's like a kitty cat who's found a mouse, and it's just, "Ah, blah, blah, I'm having fun playing with this thing. Blah, blah, blah. It's dead now. I'm bored. I'm moving on." I will use this as a teaching moment, because the world needs a teaching moment. The world in the last few years has switched from putting sticks up their ass to steel rods up their ass, and having freakouts over things that are not worth freaking out over.
"'Tis a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying."
First of all, I have no problem with trans people. I love trans people. I love gay people. I love all people. The people I don't love are dicks. If you're a dick, I have no love for you. Go die.
You're kind of a douche.
And since I'm perfectly fine with trans people, I don't care. You know, live your life, do your thing. Be a man, be a woman, be whatever your inner gender makes you feel like. Because really, I just don't care.
I don't care.
And I'm fully on your side. You do whatever you do to make your life happy. So it is possible to be on the side of something and make jokes about something. That's called a smartass. We make jokes about everything. Look, I'm a liberal Democrat who voted for Obama. I'll make plenty of liberal Obama jokes. Just because I make jokes about Obama doesn't mean I hate Obama.
You're a genius.
Jerry Seinfeld said something along the lines of, these kids today seem to pick a word, and even though they really don't have an idea of what that word means, they will say that word and they will use it every chance they get. So, while we're here talking about this, why don't we look up the definition of transphobia? Since the person said, I am transphobic. Well, let's look up transphobic. Here it is. Intense dislike of or prejudice against transsexual or transgender people. And as I just said, I have no dislike, I have no prejudice against transgender people. Doesn't matter to me. You be you, I'll be me, we'll all be happy being what we are to be. Cuckoo kajoo to you too.
We're gonna be buddies, we're gonna be pals, we're gonna wrestle around.
So onto another teachable moment here from this. I used to, back when I was younger, I too used to get offended by jokes that weren't socially acceptable. And I used to be like, oh my god, how can you joke about that? What is wrong with you, man?
What is your problem, you insensitive asshole?
So I used to get offended by offensive jokes. And then a few years ago, I actually stopped and I thought this through. Okay, what happens when somebody makes an offensive joke? First, some people will laugh. Second, some people will be aghast, and they will, oh, how could you say that? And they'll get offended.
Well, let's not play these silly games. Honestly, I'm just not in the mood for it.
Third, nothing. Nothing happens. Some people laugh. Some people get their panties in a bunch. But after that, nothing. Nobody dies. Nobody gets their limbs blown off. Nothing happens. You either laugh, or you get your nose bent out of shape. So, that's why I don't get offended by socially unacceptable jokes. I encourage them. Bring them on. Sometimes there's a third thing that happens, but that's only if you're stupid enough to tell the joke about the and the while you're at work. Then you're probably going to get a meeting with HR. And if you're the voice of a character for an insurance company in their commercials, and you say an offensive joke, you'll get fired. But for the most part, none of us are highly paid voice actors, and most of us are smart enough not to tell the joke about the and the at work. So, you just told an offensive joke. What happened? Nothing. Some laughed. Some got upset. Nothing else. That's why socially unacceptable jokes don't offend me anymore. What does offend me, and this is the part you should pay attention to, you shouldn't throw a temper tantrum at the jokesters. Their intention is just to get a laugh. That's it. They're looking for a laugh. The people you should get mad at, and these are the people that offend me, are the politicians, or the people who make speeches intended to rile people up into action. A jokester isn't riling up people to action, they're just looking for a laugh. Like Donald Trump and Republicans. Trump who says, beat up these people. Donald Trump who instigates violence against Muslims. Republicans who do this anti-gay, anti-trans bullshorts. They're not going for a laugh, they're looking to get people on their side to do stupid things, to do evil things. Those are the people you should get upset about. Those are the people I get upset about. I don't get upset about the person making a bad joke on Facebook.
It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
And also, as I've said before, and people who know me, seriously, If you think I'm transphobic, you're an idiot. You really are the stupidest person on the planet.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Because, as Brother George Carlin said, it's not about words. It's about context. Who is saying those words? You know me. I'm a smartass. I will joke about everybody. So what, does that make me mean that I'm everybody-phobic? That I hate everybody on the planet, in the universe?
I call false dichotomy!
No. Context. You know me. You know I'm a smartass. You know I'm gonna joke about everything.
They're only words. It's the context that counts. It's the user. It's the intention behind the words that makes them good or bad. The words are completely neutral. The words are innocent. I get tired of people talking about bad words and bad language. Bullshit. It's the context that makes them good or bad. The context that makes them good or bad. For instance, you take the word nigger. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the word nigger in and of itself. It's the racist asshole who's using it that you ought to be concerned about. We don't care when Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy say it. Why? Because we know they're not racist. They're niggers. Context. Context. We don't mind their context because we know they're black. Hey, I know I'm Whitey, the blue-eyed devil, patio-fade, gray boy, honky motherfucker myself. Don't bother my ass. They're only words.
So, yeah, offensive jokes? I don't care. They don't upset me. Other people, their whole world seems to collapse because somebody said a joke that made somebody upset. And if me being a smartass about everybody, gay, straight, trans, races, whatever, I will make a joke about everything. And this rubs some people wrong. And they've left. And you know what? I'm good with that. I don't care. If you've got such a stick up your ass that you can't find the humor in everything, which is why I am fun to be around, and you're annoying to be around, then good, I'm glad you're gone, because you're no fun at all. Really, you're no fun at all. I would rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints, because the sinners are much more fun.
Genius, I tell you, genius!
If it is a joke, it's meant to entertain. Listen, 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 I'm going to complain. Don't care if it is stupid, don't care if it's insane. Oh no, 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 no. 24 hours a day, I'm gonna be offended. Whether it's religion or about gays, I'm gonna be offended. Gonna get you fired, thought you'd like to know. Look out, look out, look out, my head's gonna explode. Someone's gonna stop it, we're pissed against the show. Oh no, 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 no. I'm gonna be offended. I can't believe the things that you say. I'm gonna be offended. Even if it is a joke that's meant to entertain. Listen, 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 I'm going to complain. Don't care if it is stupid, don't care if it's insane. Oh no, 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 no. 24 hours a day, I'm gonna be offended. Whether it's religion or about gays, I'm gonna be offended. Gonna get you fired, thought you'd like to know. Look out, look out, look out, my head's gonna explode. Someone's gonna stop it, protest against the show. Oh no, 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 no. I'm gonna be offended. I'm gonna be offended.
I'm in no mood for your nincompoopity.
Ha ha ha!
Before I continue with the next bit, I want to play this drop. I wanted to use it in my little rant there, but I couldn't figure out where to drop it in there. So I'm going to drop it in here now, and then we'll get on to the next subject.
Face it, it's the truth. Liberals tend to be authoritarian. Yes, they do.
You will not make jokes about people who are unlike you. You will not say mean things about those who are mentally challenged. No, 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 no.
And one more thing that I'd like to say something about before we get to the whole point of what I was going to do in this section. I'm back in Troy, Illinois, and we get our TV stations from St. Louis. And I'm a little distracted right now because the 10 o'clock news is on, and on Channel 4, they have this blonde chick, and prepare yourself, you sissy pantses, you're about to get your nose out of joint because I'm going to say something very offensive. The blonde chick on Channel 4 who does the news has a fantastic rack.
You're a sexist jerk.
Yeah, probably in this case. Really, mostly, I'm just a horn dog and a sucker for a wonderful chest on a lady. And I have no idea what her name is, but I cannot look away when she is on the screen. That was a smart hiring choice by KMOV. Because, man, I could just stare at her boobies all night long.
I enjoy her giant boobs.
Boy, do I.
Please forgive me, but the lady says to tell you that you're creeping her out.
Anyway, now we are transitioning from a fantastic set of hooters.
Wow!
On a news lady to what I was going to talk about here. I'm back in Troy, Illinois for the summer. I'm here with my girlfriend Tulla, her endearable little 4-year-old daughter, Madeline. And, I'm getting fed very well. I'm getting... also very well.
Say no more!
Another thing that I got very well is sick.
Oh, God, this sucks.
4-year-old Madeline was sick, and she coughed point blank in my face.
Hope you like your present.
I had planned to start doing the Radio Trolla program over the summer back on June 7th or whatever the first Friday in June was. But apparently Madeline didn't like that idea, so she decided to just spew germs dead center in my face.
I hate when people do that!
And I had been doing a pretty good job up until that point of avoiding being sick. Tulla got it, but not me. And then Madeline just decides,
go wash your face, comedian. It's dirty.
So, yes, I'm here. I'm in Illinois. I'm not in Flagstaff for the summer. I'm in Illinois with my girlfriend and her daughter. And I flew out here. And I don't know if they fixed this or not, but at least the security line for Sky Harbor for when I left, that wasn't so bad. I think I was in line for maybe 20 minutes or so, which is pretty good compared to what I've seen. And compared to what Flash and Kaler sing about in one of their recent parodies. This is what I'm flowing towards. Moving from boobs to my summer here with my girlfriend and her boobs, which I also just love.
I enjoy her giant boobs.
And the travel here into the song by Perpetual Parody Partners, Flash and Kaler. And here's their song about the screw up with all those security lines.
Now, here comes the music.
See the long lines going back and forth, and I'm running late. Just watching the hours crawl on by. I can't believe I'm still at this gate. The TSA doesn't have enough staff around, and that's why it's so slow. When I finally got through and I got to the gate, my flight left an hour ago. Lines, lines, stuck in these lines, messing up my travel and making me cry. Stay here, don't you move, you gotta wait in this line. And the line moves at a snail's pace while I'm here with my two little girls. yeah. The last time I saw a line like this, hey, we was at Disney World. No matter what time of day it is, it seems like we can't win. Yeah, I missed my flight, and now it's back to the food court and Cinnabon for dinner. Lies, lies, stuck in these lies, messing up my travel and making me cry. Stay here, don't you move, you gotta wait in this line.
I can't wait for my own death.
Go on, get out, don't ever knock at my door again.
So there's something that's been bugging me for like the last year about the whole KJAC incident. And believe me, it's not like that I regret anything I've done. No, 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 no. I enjoyed it and I would do it all over again and I would do it even bigger. If you want to get up to speed to what I'm talking about, go to radiotrolla.com, listen to the June 12th, 2015 show, and this will clear things up. The thing that's been kind of like eating at me a little bit is the perception that if I get fired, I'm going to go on an hour-long rant and tell all the dirty details about what went on. But see, I'm not like that. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm the easiest person to fire. If you fire me in the proper way. See, what KJAC did, they did it the wrong way if you don't want people to talk about it. There was this little girl who was yelling at me. She called me names, and she threatened me with violence. Twice in her little screaming fit, she threatened to beat me up if I ever... No, she threatened to beat my ass, actual quotes, if I ever did that again. And then also there was another manager who fired me with lies. Well, at least one lie, anyway.
I also don't think it was appropriate to play the F-word four times.
Yeah, I've never said the F-word on the radio. And I have all the KJAC shows to back that up. So, if you do that, if you fire me like that, of course I'm going to talk about it. You just dumped a load of material on me that there's no way that I'm going to keep that to myself. See, if you fire me like normal people do, here's what you do. You take me into the office, you get the dour look on your face, and say, Eric, it's just not working. We're going to have to let you go. And I'll be, okay, I understand. That's fine. I don't cry. I don't throw a temper tantrum. I don't say, what a heartless bastard you are. No, I don't do that. Because I know, if you're a decent person, that you really don't want to fire me. You don't want to fire anybody. You hate firing people. You know, you're a ball of nerves inside. You got to work up the gumption to fire somebody, because it must eat at you to know that this person who showed up for work every day and did their gig, and you gotta let them go because, you know, business just isn't coming in or whatever. I know that's tough on a person, and I'm not gonna add to that by being a jerk back to you. I've been fired plenty of times. It doesn't bother me. It happens. Especially if I want to go into radio, because you're going to get fired a lot if you work in radio. So just do it like a grown-up. Sorry, Eric. It's not working out. We got to let you go. Okay, I understand. But if you yell at me, if you call me names, if you threaten to beat me up, if you lie, how can I sit on that?
Let me just close this conversation by saying you are one unique individual.
Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Good night.
Hey, call the radio phone, 623-850-3375. That is the voicemail for the Radio Trolla program. If you want to call and leave a message and tell me why I'm such a rotten a-hole, it's right there for you. But if you want to use it for other purposes, like if you've got a bit, you got a joke, or you just want to call and say anything that you want, call the radio phone, 623-850-3375, and I will play it on my show. Call and leave the most offensive joke you can think of. I will play it.
That sounds nice.
And now till we meet again. Adios.
Share the link to the show. Jeff Quinlan loves you.
Good night.
This is KRLD, AM and FM in Dallas, complete big-time radio.